Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Flores said something interesting. He said that they're making progress with X, and I thought that was interesting in his statement to the media yesterday, and we're going to ask Alan Pupar about that in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on that, but at least for me, and as you all know, I thought for sure he's gone. Maybe he still is. Maybe he still is gone, and they're just buying time, and they're going to stretch this thing out, because as I told you, I thought unless the deal is like they knock it out of the park, they're not trading him now. They'll wait till the end of the year. It's an easier cap hit. And maybe they'll still do that. Maybe they'll appease him by giving him a little guarantees here this year and then ship his ass out. Because that way, you know, I was thinking about this. While you risk opening up Pandora's box, if you actually give him some guarantees this year and let him earn a little extra money, and then you keep him happy, and he goes back out on the field, has a great year, you kind of dangle that carrot out there. And then if he goes and has a great year and stays healthy, of course, then at the end of the year, you trade his ass in the offseason. Because you go, okay, we're going to have more problems with this guy down the line. Let's move him now because everything is rosy. He got some extra money. He had a great year. The value is skyrocketing right now. Let's go get, you know, a few picks and let's move ahead from this. And who knows? Again, like I've told you before, the development of Noah is incredibly important in all of this, you know? So that's going to be the key here. If Noah by the end of the year looks really good, then they'll say, okay, yeah, we're in a good spot. Let's move him now and let's take advantage. So because you got to play some kind of a psychological game here. You know what I mean? Because I was thinking about this. If you give him some guarantees this year to appease him and shut him up and give him the money, then he goes out and has the year. You get to trade him. You move on. You get your picks, and you're out of it. And in a way, you kind of send a message that, hey, look, man, when we negotiate a deal, we negotiate the deal. If you're going to F with us, we're going to get you the hell out of here. You know, and that's maybe what they could tell the next agent that walks in. Well, you redid X. Yeah, and we traded his ass right after. We're not doing that again. And that's what they could say. So maybe that's the thing there, too. Look, it's like I've told you guys over and over again. Are you guaranteed that you're not going to have any more issues with X? Right? You can't say that, right, with any kind of conviction. And so when I heard, we're making some progress. I just wonder what kind of progress is that. And I'm going to be interested to see that if that contract's reworked, is it for the length of the contract that's currently on there, or is it a one-year bump here that they give them some money? And I'm going to be interested to see if that happens, because if that happens, then I think there's a chance that they're playing the game of, all right, let's give them a little money here. Let's keep them quiet. We're not going to get the value that we really want right now. So let's buy ourselves some time till next offseason, and we'll shut him up with some money, and then we'll move him in the offseason. I'm just thinking that way. I don't know if it's – see, the thing is he a long-term player with all the knee surgeries? That's you got to kind of weigh that too. While he's a fantastic player, you have to think that you've had already several scopes. You may have some more down the line. At one point or another, the wheels are going to fall off. You can't keep having scopes and maintain, you know, your health and play at the same level. So that's why, you know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this for a long time. And because I've been at this for a long time, I'm incredibly cynical. I've been lied to so much. I've been deceived. I've been misled. you know, whatever adjectives you want to phrase it, however it's been portrayed one way and done the other, you know what I'm saying? And I've experienced all of that. And so that's why, to me, I always feel like there's chess being played here, not checkers. And any of you that play chess, you know what I'm talking about. If you're playing from move to move, you're never going to be a good chess player. The chess players that are really good are 4 and 5 moves ahead of your ass. Okay, they're thinking, well, if I go here, he's going to go there. And if I go there, he's going to go here. And you're thinking like that. That's what chess players do. And I think that's kind of what Greer's done since he took over. He's been playing chess. So when I heard that, I'm going to want to run that by, you know, Alan Poupart. Hey, you think that maybe these guys are saying, you know what, we don't really want to rework this deal, but in order for us to get a better deal down the line, maybe we do a little tweak right here and shut him up, give him some money. He goes out there, he balls out for us, get to the playoffs. He has a terrific year, Pro Bowl year. Boom, we ship him off. We find the team. New Orleans wants him badly. Seattle wants him. Arizona wants him. Let them fight amongst them, and let's get the best deal. And now we'll know their draft position. You know, all of those things. It's just, you think about it, you're just at a much better place trying to trade him at the end of the year than you are right now. The only risk you have is, obviously, he has an injury history. And so that's the only thing you risk from now to the end of the year. Okay, now there's a lot of you that don't even want to trade them anyway, right? So you don't care. You don't even want to trade them at the end of the year either. You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm open to trading him because I see the baggage and I don't know if it's going to get worse. And I don't know if he's going to have another domestic issue or he's going to have another knee issue. And to me, either way, you know, the next knee injury may be the one that says it's over and you're not going to get anything for him. And then all of a sudden you were sitting there going, damn, man, we had a window to get out of this deal and move on. You know what I mean? And again, if you didn't listen to my Bernardrick McKinney segment yesterday, I suggest you go listen to it so you can understand, one, the player, two, the personnel decisions, and three, the cap ramifications from all of it. And I think I explained it thoroughly there. Where, you know, some people have this misconception, oh, they didn't honor the contract and all that kind of stuff. When you're a front office, you have to do what's best for the team, short term and long term. And that's what you have to look at the X move. What's best short term? What's best long term? And how much am I rolling the dice on either short or long term? So what direction do I go in? You know, and these are the things that they've got to weigh in when you're looking at this X situation. But I did find it interesting that the coach says, you know, we're working at it. We're headed in the right direction. And, well, I think we're headed in the right direction, I think is how I'm paraphrasing it. And I just found that to be a really interesting comment overall.